From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Abby Huber is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The New York State Association of Counties released a sobering report this week detailing the economic impact of the ongoing pandemic. According to the report, regional governments are looking at the potential loss of $2 billion in sales tax revenue. The updated report presented two scenarios based on the factors that change daily, the first with a mild recession and a quick recovery, and the second with a more severe and prolonged recession. In both scenarios, industries related to tourism, restaurants, and recreation are hit the hardest. In the mild scenario, Greene County is estimated to possibly lose $35.5 million in taxable sales and $1.4 million in sales tax, or 4.3%. Columbia County would lose $38.4 million in taxable sales, resulting in $1.5 million in sales tax revenue, or 3.6%. The severe scenario has Greene County losing $4.4 million, or 13.4% of its potential sales tax. In Columbia County, projected losses jump to $4.7 million, or nearly 11% of potential sales tax revenue. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo is now saying the estimated loss of state revenue has more than doubled since State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli estimated the loss at $4 to $7 billion 2 weeks ago. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell, April 1st, announced county buildings will remain closed to the public through April 17th. Murrell said, and I quote, "This may well wind up going through till the end of April, but at this time we are proceeding in two-week increments. This is also coinciding with the current school district closures," end quote. The county also announced Office of Emergency Management has received personal protective equipment bulk deliveries from the state. Office Director David W. Harrison Jr. said two deliveries have been received since the weekend. The deliveries are now received at the county safety facility, and from there, county staff split up the items and deliver them to Columbia Memorial Hospital, nursing homes, health care providers, county emergency management services, fire departments, and other eligible agencies and organizations. Sheriff David Bartlett reported the county is now conducting live video arraignments in the lobby of the county public safety facility. The lobby area is large enough to allow for appropriate social distancing, and it can be wiped down after each session. Bartlett said Columbia County is the first county in the 3rd Judicial District to provide this process. You can read Murrell's daily update at ColumbiaCountyNY.com. The State Department of Environmental Conservation and Agriculture and Markets, April 2nd, announced the 7th Annual Invasive Species Awareness Week will take place June 7th through 13th. The event is an annual educational campaign focused on invasive species. During the ongoing coronavirus emergency, organizations are encouraged to plan virtual events that incorporate social distancing guidelines and provide the opportunity for residents to participate from the safety of their own homes. DEC Commissioner Basil Sago said, and I quote, "DEC encourages academic institutions, environmental organizations, municipal groups, and others to work with their local partnership for regional invasive species management to develop new programs, including virtual programs accessible online," end quote. According to the DEC press release, the goal of the event, and I quote, "is to engage citizens in activities that promote an understanding of invasive species and their negative impacts and empower people to take action to stop the spread of these invasive pests," end quote. A link to the event website and a full press release can be found at dec.ny.gov. Rachel Silberstein is reporting for the Times Union. School districts in the region will continue to provide online instruction through spring break, according to guidance from the State Education Department officials. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo last week directed schools to remain closed until April 15 due to the coronavirus epidemic. The State Education Department has since clarified that districts must continue to provide remote instruction, meals, and child care every weekday through April 14th, to receive waivers from the 180-day instructional requirement. This applies even if the school was scheduled to be on spring break during that time. While it's likely the schools will remain closed past April 15th, not all districts have notified students that spring break has been officially canceled. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.